Wyoming voters will be asked to support a constitutional amendment this November that will change the way the state treasurer can manage Wyoming's rainy day accounts and endowments. Called Constitutional Amendment A, it will allow the state treasurer to invest that money in the equities market, and the expectation is that it will help grow those funds. Some are concerned, though, that this could put funds at risk, but State Treasurer Mark Gordon says the amendment would allow the treasurer to manage these funds like the state currently manages the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund. He joins me to discuss this proposal.
Very simply, if the legislature says that certain of the funds that can't have anything but bonds right now, if those funds can have some equity, it'll allow us to diversify the portfolio. So as you know, we have about 19.5, a little better than that, $1 billion, and everybody thinks that's great. It gives off, you know, between $1,300 and $1,700 in taxes for every mortal soul in Wyoming that is a citizen. People have to realize that the permanent funds take up a little bit more than half of that. Those permanent funds have been able to invest in equities for the last 20 years from the mid 1990s, and they've outperformed the what we call the state agency pool, which is really all the funds that run the rest of the state.
One of the things that people probably don't understand is that money. You know, where is that money? And then we also have some reserve accounts. The legislature, sure, for instance, has that. So would this allow all of those to be invested?
Well, it depends on, because what the provision allows is for the legislature to take a measured look at what funds can have this additional capacity. They have to think it's a very good idea because they have to pass it by a two-thirds majority, both houses voting separately. So even if the amendment passes, it's still got to be really thought through. But in that, you're absolutely right. In the state agency pool, there are the reserve funds. And I think a lot of people are particularly interested in the rainy day account. Sometimes people get confused between the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund, which is really for future generations, and the rainy day account, which is kind of our economic stabilization fund, if you will. And the rainy day account makes up about a third of the bulk of the state agency pool. And yes, if the legislature said that reserve account could have some equity, we would give it an asset allocation. The way we do that is studied. It's not something that the treasurer just sort of willy-nilly goes out there and says, I think we ought to buy this or that. The treasurer has to make a recommendation. That's informed by the consultant that we have, and then it has to be passed by the State Loan and Investment Board in order to be adopted. So let's say that the Rainy Day Fund had the same asset allocation that the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund had. It would have been about $500 million better just based on the fact that we have basically three times better gain out of that most year.
Mark Gordon visiting with us, talking about Constitutional Amendment A. And as I remember the debate, and there was a lot of debate, especially in the Senate side, and maybe even ran into a few conflicts on the House that you had to iron out, but as I recall. There's a lot of concern about going in through the stock market and what kind of risks. I mean, what kind of risk do you think is out there?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a good point. And I think anybody who has ever looked at markets knows that the stock market's risky and bonds are supposed to be safe. For the last 30 years or so, from 1980s on, bond market has been very strong. Even in the beginning of 2001, 2002, bond markets, the most stable type of things, were earning 6%. They're now earning about 1% or even less. And one of the biggest problems that we have there is the bond market can really go two ways. If it stays the same, we're earning less than inflation. If it goes up, what we hold by virtue of the fact that it has a lower interest rate than what's newly issued becomes less valuable. So we can take realized losses in our corpus. And if it goes down, negative even, which is what 40% of the developed market has done, then you end up paying money to buy a bond. It's just really no good place to be right now when you see the bond market is going to change. And most people, it's hard to imagine anybody that was doing bond trading back in the 1980s when that market was at its peak.
Mm-hmm. If you use your permanent mineral trust fund experience, there's going to be some loss, but for the most part, it's always worked out, right?
Well, and I think that's the other thing that's remarkable. I think a lot of people think about what the state does with its portfolio, kind of like a retirement account or a 401k or something else. The state's a little different. The state's these are permanent funds, and the state is a permanent entity, and the state therefore has a very long-term horizon. There's a wonderful chart, and I think you can look online. J.P. Morgan has what they call their little book, and it goes quarter by quarter. But in that, there's a chart that demonstrates from 1950 through till 2015. It's really an interesting chart because it says if you trade in and out of the stock market on an annual basis, you can lose, worst case, 37% of what you own. That's a big, big, big number. But if you are patient and have time and can wait 10 or 20 years, if you wait 20 years, the worst you can do, pick your time going in, pick your time coming out, try to find the absolute worst, is to gain a better than 4%. So if you can hold the stocks over the long haul, then you really have a fairly secure position. And one of the things that you can look to in Wyoming's experience with the PMTF, we went through the Great Recession just like everybody else. We had a very conservative, prudent, which is the way we run our funds. It's by mandate and it's by statute. Very prudent asset allocation. We did better than our peers. And within a year, we'd gain back everything that we had lost. So I think that's the other thing that's important to think about is that in the state agency pool, there is a variety of funds. We talked about the reserve fund, the rainy day account. There's also these trust funds, Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust or the Cultural Resource Trust. There's a children's trust, which supports the Yes House in Gillette, among other things. And those we cannot run currently like an endowment because we can only invest in fixed income.
Again, Mark Gordon is visiting with us. So you want to explain how this constitutional amendment vote works?
If you're strongly opposed to it, vote nay. But the most important vote for the state, for the security of the funds, and for the ability for us to do a better job with your money is to vote yay. If you don't vote, it's a no vote.
Mark Gordon, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.